lady used to come into the shop nearly every day. She always wore a hat and she had a little fringe. And now and again she would ask me to mind the door because she needed to sort her garters. And she would stand behind the till and hitch up her garters, which were thigh level, and I had to make sure no man came in. So then she always wore lime-covered earmuffs. And in the summer, she said it was to stop the noise of the seagulls, because at that time we did have large flocks of seagulls that were always around in the village. But they've gone now. But and in the winter it was for the cold. So one day I said to her, "I like your hat. Try it on," she says. So she gave it to me to try on, and I went up and looked at myself. And, oh, they said, it suits you. So, but then I said, "How do you keep your fringe brown?" Because the rest of her hair was almost white. And I said, "How do you keep your fringe brown? Because it looks very nice." And she said, "Wrap it in a tea bag." So I kept a straight face and said, "Oh, that's interesting." So she was a dear soul and great fun as a customer in the shop. But there are many, many tales about... The other thing she liked was ornaments. And once or twice when I had to deliver her shopping for her, because of snow, I had to go into the house with the shopping, and it was just covered in ornaments. When we bought the shop, there was a lot of ornaments that had just been dumped in a box, and as a result, there was bits broken off. And there was this very pretty little china figurine that had an arm missing. It had obviously been out in that sort of pose, a separate, not tucked into the main body of the figure. So I asked her if she would like it. But I was sorry it was broken, but if she would like it, she could have it. And she said, "Oh, that was absolutely wonderful." So she took it home, and the next day she came in, "I've mended her." And I said, "Oh, have you?" And she said, "Yes, look." And she had this dainty Dalton-type figurine with this big roll of cotton wool strapped round her neck with sellotape and wound round the cotton wool so that she had this great big one. But she says she's got an arm now. And I said, "Oh, lovely." So having the shop in Lumsden was a laugh a minute. But she was a lovely person.